Dear God, please give us strength when we are weak, and help us to not give in to distractions or temptation. Thank you for your hope and peace when we are in turmoil. Amen. Mother Claire began, It's midnight, and I miss you, Lord. Do you really think I can live without your presence? I will die of starvation and a broken heart. I know I do not deserve to see your face or dance with you. That is what brings my poor heart joy. I didn't want to be distracted by music. I just wanted to long for you and maybe sing to you. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I think of all the times I have kept you waiting, and I am deeply ashamed. If it were not for your humility, I would never have a chance to see you again. But now I am beginning to feel something that must be a tiny little drop of your loneliness when you pine away from my company and wait and wait and wait, hoping that tomorrow I will respond to your loneliness and keep you company. Jesus began, Oh, how I long for the company of my bride. I long for her understanding, her compassion and warm, comforting words and deeds of mercy for others who are poor emotionally or materially. When you care for the least of these, truly beloved, you care for me. I long for you, oh my Jesus, I long for you in the dead of the night. I cry out your name. I long for you. The Lord was silent, and I missed him so much. During worship with Terry McAllman, wow! The Lord danced with me so beautifully. I was in a bridal gown, and my train was attached to my wrist, so when we danced, it twirled in the breeze gracefully. I saw his face as well. It felt so good to have his firm but gentle arms around me, guiding me through each move. At one point, I knelt on the floor before him, and he reached down, his hands holding a crown that he placed upon my head. It was a golden crown with symbols on it, a heart and a butterfly with rubies or garnets. I felt that he was saying that together we have transformed hearts. This was the night we prayed for our brothers and sisters who were going out on mission trips. Hearts were equipped and transformed. Now they are going out with Jesus to transform more hearts. The best part of all was that I got to see your face, Lord. The Lord cut into my thoughts. Half of the reason you couldn't see me was a lie, that I was put off by you. I would not reveal myself to you in the way you were longing to see me. A little real worship changed that, my Claire. This is the kind of worship you should enter into. It is very authentic and anointed, and I truly feel worshipped. These were Terry McAllman's worship songs. May we start anew, please? He entreated me. Oh, I would love that. May I still see you? That depends upon you, your faith and my love for you. Can you sustain the belief that I love you so much that I really want to be with you, dancing? If you help me, I can. Then let's do that. Let's go back to what we had on YouTube in the beginning, because the bride is longing for intimacy. And they will be encouraged to take my hand and dance with me. What if I get jealous? He said, My dear, dear Claire, there is no other woman in this world that ministers appreciation to me like you do. You see, you are very unique in how you love and appreciate me, so no one can take your place. You stir the Claire love in me, which is exclusive to you. Others stir their own individual love in me that is unique to them and not duplicated by any other. So there is no competition in heaven. I can be with you and simultaneously be with thousands in their own unique ways. and it never takes away from the love I have for you alone, so there is no need to be jealous. You see, in your world, you are limited by space and time, so a man can only be with one woman in a deep relationship and keep it very special and exclusive. But I am not a man that I should be limited by space and time. I can be fully engaged with you and your very unique qualities and do the same with an infinite number of souls. So you lose nothing. You don't lose any of my affections or time and attention, because only you can stir up the clear spot in my heart to be with my beloved. Remember the ballroom when I showed to you the reality of all my brides dancing with their Jesus? Yes, I'll never forget what I saw. And yet, my love and attention towards you was never diminished. Do you remember when you became jealous of Faustina when she walked into the room? Oh, yes. I was so ashamed because everyone could hear my thoughts. All the nuns at the table knew what was going on inside of me. I couldn't hide it. I laugh now thinking about it, but at the time it was very painful for my flaw to be visible to all. And yet they all responded in love and understanding. No one condemned. I allowed for that lesson. She told you that everyone has experienced those feelings at some time or another. When it becomes a sin is when you feed it, indulge it, and plot against the one you are jealous of. But if you brush it away, renounce it, chastise yourself, and categorically decide against nourishing it, it will go away, and you will not be guilty. How I wish I could communicate to every soul that each of you are priceless and irreplaceable gems that I love with all my heart. If men and women could receive that and know their value to me, jealousy would not get a foothold. Jealousy is what opened the door for Lucifer's fall. He was jealous of mankind and the degree of love I lavished on them. He was also jealous of their worship of me. So sad. This once beautiful angel has now become an ugly, stinking wretch. He could have had my love and support for eternity, but no, he gave in to jealousy because of his pride. Much jealousy is fueled by a lack of knowledge of the beauty of inner self, as well as lack of knowledge of their own personal gifts and destiny. If they would seek me about who they are to become, and then work with the increase of graces I give them at every turn, jealousy would no longer exist. In the new world, I will do this, and finally, even the least attractive and the least gifted soul will find joy in who they truly are to me, and they will rest in complete happiness and fulfillment, wishing to be none other than who they are. Every soul has unique and exquisite attributes they are unaware of. When they seek me, until they find me, I reveal and cultivate them, increasing graces as they use the ones already given. Even the ability to believe in oneself and work the graces to accomplish wonderful things is a gift of grace from me to them as a reward for their efforts and faithfulness. In Lucifer's case, it was pride, because the powerful gifts I gave him were not enough. He just wanted my office, and not being God, that was not possible for him. So he set himself against every good thing I created and everyone I loved, and was determined to destroy them through deceit and subterfuge. That is why he turned into the ugliest and meanest of all creatures. I wept over him, Claire, because I knew his destiny. I wept also for the souls and even angels that he convinced into rebellion. You see, the reason some people hate obedience and order is because it has been misused in the past by leaders who are more concerned for themselves than for others. A leader must be willing to joyfully teach his followers how to succeed in the highest realms of what they are capable of. But many leaders are in it for themselves, and anyone that challenges them or appears to be a threat, they will throttle back into subservience. So the victims of this kind of leadership rebel. The world is rife with these kind of parents, teachers, and employers. People become bitter because they were discouraged by someone they looked up to, the one who gave the orders. Such injustice will never get a foothold in my reign. Never. But when a leader genuinely cares, supports, and teaches obedience to their directives, it always turns out for their benefit. It is the saddest thing to see a good leader turn into a protector of self-interest and become competitive with those under them. Always work hard at promoting your people, even when their gifts obviously outshine yours. This is what I want to see from leaders. Take them higher than you can go and support them with all your heart. Believe in them and sacrifice for them. This is what I did for my apostles. If those in charge acted selflessly, there would not be wounded souls who rebelled. Rather, there would be rivers of water flowing freely to all who hungered for direction in their lives. This is what I want for you, my people. This is how I will run the nations when I return to rule. In the meantime, my beautiful brides, please make the best of it. Be faithful to me and those under your care.